AF Mobile.
Hello, WWZ. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Andrew. How are you?
Not bad. I wish it was still the weekend, but it is what it is. I'm getting on the interstate now to head to work.
Yep. I wish it was still the weekend, too. But hey, I like making that money.
Morning person. Last week when I was on night shift, it was actually really nice not to have an alarm clock. I would just, wake up in the evening, or the wife would come get me up if I needed to get up at a certain time.
Roger that. I think they're doing what they call working swing shifts.
I hadn't had to do that, but since we were short on head count for managers, I decided I would help out and go in. So I'm back on A shift this week. We'll see if that lasts for a while. Everybody's supposed to be back to being sick.
Roger that. I'm going to be out in 100-degree weather all week this week.
It's going to be warm, so you're going to have to stay hydrated. I want to try to find you one of those little cooling net things or something, see if that'll help out.
I might look into that.
In 4 TFW Mobile.
7-3-4-WWZ.
Good morning, Andrew. Saturday.
I got out of the plane at like 2:30 in the morning.
6-meter contact did you get?
Muffled, I don't know. Like, I tried, it started on FT8, and I didn't hear a lot of voice. There were a couple. But good Lord, I mean, the exchange was very simple. I don't know if it was because it was VHF. It was very simple. All they were doing was they were exchanging grid squares. So if they got your grid square, it was like Roger and Dunn. And I'm like, holy crap, that's a little bit less than I expected.
They were looking for was hunting grid squares, because, I mean, it's one of those, I guess it's one of those bands where, they're coming in, and if you didn't look at the meter, you'd say they were 5'9 or plus 10, but it never was even moving the meter.
At Chandler, do you have a 6 or 10 meter capability?
No, sir, I do not. I wish I did.
14 contacts. I didn't get on till like 6:30 yesterday evening, and then I got Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, Texas. The closest one was Inman.
Yeah, I was kind of slack. I did participate as well. I was more listening in and off the radio. I never heard anybody on 2 meter single sideband until the contest was almost over, and that was 2:30 a.m. UTC, which is what, 10:30 last night?
About 7:30.
Charlotte, but my antenna was turned towards Western North Carolina, and I wasn't going to get up and go outside and turn it, so like, nah, I'm good.
And 6 meter is vertical, so I don't have to worry about turning it or anything and that. But I was impressed. I mean, some of the, like the Nebraska station, I got him on the first try, and I mean, he was booming.
6 meter is the magic band, right? I mean, it can go on the next, but man, when it's open, you can make some long range contacts and fairly close range. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know. But Chandler, yeah, if you can find you a radio to do 10 and at least go to 50 megahertz, that'll give you 10 and 6. It's not hard to do an antenna for either one of those, really. You don't need a ton of space. I've done a couple of dipoles for 6 meters. I mean, you're not talking about a lot of length out of them.
Roger that. I'm a tech, so I think I only have privileges on 10 meters right now. But I was thinking about maybe later on down the road getting a Striker 10-meter ham radio, which is technically just a CB radio, but I think it'll go into 10 meters.
Meter ham stick's only about 6 foot long.
Not bad, and you definitely have privileges on 6. You got the full band. On 10 meters, you only have the, of course, the data portion and, what is it? About 200 megahertz, I can't remember off the top of my head, but anyway, you have the single sideband portion of it. You can't go any higher than that.
Roger that, thank you. Hey, what's your opinion on the Striker radios?
I think they're good radios. I did not go with one. I ended up going with the Anytone 6666, I think it is. It'll do the exact same thing, and you don't have to do anything specific to the radio besides hold two buttons on the front of it and turn it on, and it'll open it up to where you can change the band. So, I mean, mine works good, but I think Striker's a good brand as well.
Radio kind of like a Connex.
I tell you, that might be a better option.
Yeah, I don't know. And Ken, I'm not sure. I don't know a lot about CBs. I was always a Cobra person, but I wanted one that would do CB and 10 meters. That way I can at least listen on one. Give me the options. I at least want the options.
A 10-meter import, but the problem is it doesn't have any single sideband.
And when it's open, you want single sideband. I mean, you almost have to have it. Now, on CB portion of it, it's not as important. Not as important, but you know, I hear it every once in a while. KO4CEF.
You guys have a lot of knowledge, and I enjoy listening to your advice and your information.
6 meters was open during the contest.
Kind of gets me in trouble a little bit, but, I know a little bit about it, but, like, Patrick, he's pretty knowledgeable about CBs and stuff, but I did my research for the Anytone. I wasn't real sure. I was torn between the Striker and the Anytone, but now I'll be honest with you, neither one of them's got a lot of traffic on it. 10, you know, it's kind of hit or miss. You get those days where it's open and you can hear South America or, you know, California, and then there's days where it's just, there's nothing on it. And CB's a lot of the same as well. You get on 19, and sometimes there's people talking, sometimes there's not.
With CB, it depends a lot on your location. CB's, to me, it's here. Shortwave radio that used to be a portion of the ham bands.
We'll go up past the CB band. In between 11 and 10 meters, CB and 10 meters, but like that. Now, another Striker in any tone that I got, you know, you can just flip it over and it'll go straight to the CB, the 10-meter band, and you can be all on it. Coming up at the end of this month.
Yep. Unfortunately, that Friday I got to run to Kentucky, pick up the daughter and come back. And then Saturday we got my mother-in-law's 80th birthday party. So I might not have a lot of time.
I got to work that Saturday, so I won't get off until probably 5:30. So who knows? I don't know 100%. I do know I got to work. I just don't know how long yet. And I wouldn't mind participating, but I don't know what it's going to be or where.
I'm not overly fond of it because I don't like the exchange.
For the ARRL field day.
Oh, well, you know, how many operators and if you're remote or on remote power and signal report and I don't know, maybe a name and a county or something.
I don't like the other one. Yeah, I wouldn't mind the challenge of trying to set up portable and see how many contacts I can make with the different antennas, but I don't know. Chandler, you going to try out field day?
I honestly don't know how all that works. I mean, I have Motorola radios right now. The only actual amateur radio I have is my TYPGMR portable, and I haven't even got it programmed yet.
Well, if you find a club that's doing field day and that, they'll probably have a go-to station where you can be able to get on.
Roger that. DRARS isn't doing anything for field day, are they?
Or not. I don't know they have in the last couple of years, but it'd be interesting if they would. Then you'd have a couple different people set up. You can just come out there and join them. So I don't know. It might be something to ask Dave if you hear him on the radio.
As far as Blue Ridge Club is going to do a field day event, and that usually it's over towards Traveler's Rest and that, but they'll have a station set up where you'll be able to get on, and somebody watching you, you'll be able to get on all the bands.
Roger that. I'll see if I can't contact somebody about it.
So far, my favorite field day is Winter Field Day. I enjoy that one the most because it's cool.
Porter, HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
4 CEF.
Morning, Patrick. KM4 TFW.
Morning, Patrick. KM4 WWZ.
Just listening to y'all talk about field day. I've been in the truck for about 2 or 3 minutes now.
Any clubs doing anything?
Heard anything about the Blue Ridge Club doing anything? And I haven't heard anything about Greer since earlier this year. But I'm pretty sure they have. I just haven't been to a club meeting with them.
Because then they'd have a location picked out versus just kind of randomly picking one. It is hot the 25th, that weekend, as it is this week.
It's supposed to be a hot one this week.
God, I'll just stay inside and operate from home.
Weekend to show the daughter how the radio works anyway, right?
People to make contacts with.
To overseas stations also. How'd you do on 6 meters over the weekend?
Turn my radio on this weekend.
And that Alpha 4 Charlie station, that I could hear him, but he just couldn't hear me.
I can't remember his call sign now. NGU, never give up. I heard him on the 2 meter single sideband, just barely coming in.
I'm on 6 meters, I'm not familiar with the station, but he was out of Inman.
And I met him at the airfield. He's him and Steve known each other a long time. But it was just funny because I heard the Never Give Up, and I knew who it was. Get him on 2 meter single sideband, and the other guy I heard was north of Charlotte. It's about 75 miles, and I was picking him up on the back of the beam.
Sir, Colin sent me a text that he got Ohio and Florida on 70 centimeters on FT8.
That's pretty impressive.
He's on 70 centimeters even for FT8.
I gotta get me a rotator. I'm gonna have to bite the bullet and spend a couple $100 to get a halfway decent one, because I keep checking Facebook and I ain't found one yet, so. All right. Well, gentlemen, it is that time. I'm in the parking lot, so I'm gonna say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning. Chandler, keep your sunscreen on and try to stay hydrated this week while you're out there in the sun, so. Anyway, I hope to hear y'all on the radio again, at least tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day.
7-3, Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew, I hope you have a good day and a good week, and I hope you stay blessed. It's KO4WWZ, 7-3 to you. Have a good day.
Ended up with 14 contacts. Yes, yesterday. Didn't even get on until like 6:30 and that, but I got Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and Texas. Yep, roger.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
You got that vertical hamstick.
Thing about field or contest until Andrew sent that text message out.
So tied up, you know, I had to work Saturday till noon, and then I had to come home and cut the grass and everything, and then yesterday Susan was off, so we did some grocery shopping, then I had to go to her aunt's house in Powdersville and that, so it just took up the whole weekend.
Project's taking up my whole weekend.
What's it coming?
Russell will be there tomorrow, so I'm putting the flooring down. And the cabinets are supposed to finally be delivered tomorrow. They're supposed to be here Friday, and they're not. So it's just been one thing after another. For HKX, did I lose you again?
No, I'm still here, just trying to watch the traffic for a minute. I had somebody that he was trying to get in behind me, but then he decided he was going to speed past me and then cut in front of me to get to the exit.
Crazier and crazier with their driving habits over the last month or so.
It slowed down and saved a little bit on gas, right?
Doing the maintenance on their car. No tires, no brakes. But we'll go out here and act like a fool.
It being stupid, that's for sure.
Making it into the repeater okay?
That's scratchy. Do we need to make the switch?
Yeah, if you want to talk. Chandler, you still there?
KN4TFW. Meet you over there on the other one. Clear.